Hello, patrons.
Greetings, patrons.
Sounded a bit surprised, didn't I, then? Hey, patrons, where they all come from?
Oh, my goodness, it's the patrons.
It's the patrons. Yes, this is the BeyondPod bonus episode for this week. If you can hear me fiddling with that in the background, it's the new copy of the web magazine which plopped through my door this morning.
I think he actually threw it in through the door.
Yes.
No, it did plop through the letterbox.
It was quite a heavy plop that came through the box.
It was a satisfying plop.
Yeah, because it's a thick mag this month.
This month? I thought it came out every 3 months. Let's get stupidly, unnecessarily specific.
Okay, yes. It's not.
Sorry, that was a reflex.
The reflex.
The reflex of literality.
The reflex of literality.
We're gonna take everything literally.
Lovely. So, it's a packed mag this month. We still, by the way, aren't able to cover the Marillion Christmas Albums poll because Hippie Dave still hasn't updated it.
It's a pack a mag. Like Pokemon, but a magazine.
That's great. That's really good. Well done.
I'm only saying these things because we're on Patreon and I feel safe to...
safe to talk rubbish.
Unsubscribe.
Yeah. No one's going to unsubscribe for this. Hey, everyone, I checked out that Marillion.com forum post about us.
Oh gosh.
Yeah.
Oh, dear.
Remember we had a bet that I was going to say that the person that we had reported to us was... complaining about the podcast or was negative in some way, that I bet he was complaining about me. Turns out he was complaining about both of us.
It was both of us.
The first episode he chose to listen to was the one on Fish's solo career, where we had a 10-minute pun off trying to come up with alternate titles for Vigil in the Wilderness of Mirrors that were fish based.
Which I think the final version we decided upon was Fish Gill in the Whale de Loch Ness of Minnows.
Yeah, let's not do it again. Because we literally lost a potential listener because we did that. So if we lost him, we
you
might
can't have us at our worst. You don't deserve us at our best.
We literally lost the listener. Because he tuned into that.
Of all the episodes to start with, we've never done that before or since.
Yeah, we can be quite random, but we've never been that.
Not that random.
Not that random for that long. He did concede that once he got past that, it was quite good. But
he didn't stick. He still didn't.
Yeah, it wasn't good enough for him. It wasn't enough. You know, if they're going to do that every week and try and come up with puns for 10 minutes, that's it, I'm out. I'm out.
I don't do puns.
So, but generally, there was one other person sort of said that couldn't believe we'd only done one episode on Clutching at Straws.
I'm really shocked. Yeah. After you told me that, I was like, I can't believe it either. No. But that was back in the day when we thought we had to be really... No, it wasn't, because we'd done a couple of episodes
on
each.
Misplaced.
Yeah. We've done, I think, 3 on Misplaced, but we've done at least a couple on each of the previous albums. So it's like, why did we decide to only do one?
Because that's how long it took.
Albeit an extra long one.
Yeah, it was an hour and a half.
Why did we only do one on Clutching? It's like Fish's final album with the band.
Yeah, but I chimed in and did sort of say, because we did, following that, we did one about the end of the Fish era, and I sort of see the two kind of go hand in hand. I still see them as a two-parter.
Fair enough. Yeah, I was really shocked when
but
I heard
know
that.
But you know what? I'll tell you why.
Because it does deserve more than one episode.
It does. But I'll tell you why we did it. Because it's actually quite one note in a lot of ways. What just Fish's lyrics on that.
Mm.
And I think we were just burnt out after Misplaced. Because that was such an emotional experience doing that.
I know,
one.
We keep saying it, but it really was.
Yeah, you've no idea how much it affected us. So, but I think once we've gone through all the H-era albums, I think we probably want to revisit some of those earlier ones. Sorry, yes, I was fiddling with a bit of polythene there, covering my latest victim's body. Well, throw myself now. Yeah, so we'll probably revisit some of the Fish albums. Something else as well, which I mentioned to Sanya this morning, that I, because I don't want to stop doing this. I love doing
I love doing this.
But there is obviously a finite amount that we can talk about, because, you know, I'm hoping we'll get through the HU albums in time for the new one.
That would be perfect timing.
Yeah, it would be.
That would be absolutely perfect.
Fortuitous. So, but what I think there's going to be a lot to talk about around that time there, because there's going to be tours. There's going to be a lot of activity, promotional stuff going on.
Yeah,
I think
we could talk about. We're going to see them a couple of times.
Yes. So I think that there will be a lot for us to talk about. But of course, that's eventually going to die off. So what I think we'd like to do, or what I'd like to do, if we can make it work, is I think we want to do a series on single songs and base an episode around a song. What that means yet, I don't know, because obviously, you know, how much is there to say about certain. But some songs, I think, do have a story around them, and I think some songs will spark conversation and joy, to quote that woman. What's her name? Marie Kondo?
Oh, yeah. Does it spark joy?
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah, so I think, you know, we will find ways. We will find ways. And I want to do some stuff on tours, certain tours that are key.
Oh, yes. I mean, we've also still got all the album covers to get through. We've got the videos to get through.
Interviews with people still we can do.
Oh, yeah.
There's loads of people I want to get on.
Yes.
Talking of interviews.
Oh, sorry. I thought you meant interviews that the band have done.
No.
let's analyse the interview. Okay, yeah, I wasn't thinking straight.
Although I did watch one this morning that I do want to talk about when we get to Radiation.
Oh. Was that the one that was in German?
Yeah, well, the interviewer was German, yeah, but thankfully the band spoke in English.
Ah, okay.
But anyway, talking of interviews and the web magazine, which was what we were going to talk about, there's an interview in this with H and Anne Short.
Ah, which is, from the Corona Diaries.
Yeah. In some respects, terrible timing, because people might think I've heard enough from Anne Short now. But I don't think there's too much crossover. What I will say is how long till we get mentioned in there.
I can see the cheekiness in your face.
Why aren't we?
Before you even started the sentence, I could tell that that sentence was going to be trouble.
This issue has an article on Marco's Marillion Museum, a Facebook group. Why aren't we in this magazine? They could have done a whole, like, the Marillion podcasts, plural feature. We could have been in it. Serious, we've got stuff to say. I've got BAFTA awards and things.
What about Marillion films?
No.
But okay.
I'm an interesting guy. I'm quite interesting. I once wrote a Marillion press release that got widely criticised and rewritten by Lucy.
Oh no! Oh, you were rewritten.
Yeah, I will tell this story.
Oh no!
I'll tell this story when we get to Somewhere Else, because that was the album press release that I wrote.
Oh my goodness. Oh no, I need to know now. But say, yeah, I'll wait. I'll be patient.
It's a good story, and I still cringe when I think about it.
Oh.
I cringe now when I think about it.
That's sad.
I thought she wanted me to be funny.
Oh, were you trying to be funny?
Mm-hmm.
Oh no.
But why else would she ask me? I'm not a press officer. My main thing is I write comedy.
Oh dear.
I wrote stuff about them coming on stage on Giant Swans.
Did you?
Yes.
Did you actually?
She took all that out.
Oh my God, I love that. Have you got the original version?
Nah.
Oh no, please. Is there any way we can find the original version?
Jeez, I might have to look on my old AOL account.
We need the might original be on there. Version.
I will ask if we ever get Lucy on the show, and I would like to ask her. Now is probably the time, actually, before she gets too busy. If she ever comes on the show, I will mention it to her and say I'm sorry, because there was a thread on the forum about how bad it was.
Pompous
as well. Well, they took out all my funny stuff, so it just then.
Oh, just, and left the
hyperbole.
Oh no.
Yeah, not my finest moment.
Oh well.
Anyway, how did I get onto that? Oh, yeah, because about why I should be interviewed in the... Or we should be interviewed in the Web UK.
Well, now I'm not so sure.
Why? Because of my bad press release. Don't hold that over me like everyone else does.
I'm joking. I'm stigma. Joking.
Who's that man?
It's the Swan Man.
Yeah. What else is in this month's issue. There's an interview with Avril McIntosh and Andy Bradfield, who've been responsible for some of the remastered editions. There is an interview with, or an article on Transatlantic. Yeah. I don't like it. I don't like it. I mean, sorry, surely, right? I'm going to do this because it's not on the main thing. Oh, God. You know, if H can talk about things on the Patreon-only podcast that he wouldn't talk about on the main podcast, and there were two things this week.
Which you're not going to repeat.
I'm not going to repeat.
Paul.
What? I just said I'm not going to repeat it.
Stop.
Two things.
About the same subject.
Yeah, but I'm not going to repeat them.
Stop! Go and subscribe to the Corona Diaries Patreon.
If you want to hear H being very indiscreet and flirting with political correctness. Incorrectness.
Oh.
Political incorrectness. What was I saying? How did I get onto that?
Oh my God, I didn't actually even know.
I was going to talk about the Transatlantic album. Sorry.
Oh, yeah.
Right? So they released it in what, like 3 or 4 different versions?
Mm-hmm.
So it's just insanity. I mean, Marillion, I suppose, did that a bit with the Marbles album, where the retail version was a single disc, and then if you pre-ordered, you got the double. So it wasn't released to retail as a double album.
Right.
But this insane, the latest Transatlantic album, they literally have got different vocals on different versions. So there's like...
So is it 3 albums with completely different songs?
No. From one to the next. So it's like, which one do you even listen to?
Is it additional music or is it like a reworking of the music?
It's both. So there's one version, then there's another version, and then there's the ultimate edition, which has like both versions or something on it mixed together in some way. I don't know, because I'm not going to listen to that one.
Well, I bet people still are interested in it.
I mean, that's just prog excess. This is why I'm not a...
It's for the true prog fans.
It's why I'm not a Transatlantic fan. It's just too much.
Hang on. You're not a fan of theirs because they make 3 versions of an album. So that's got even nothing to do with their music.
Well, that's very off-putting. It's got everything to do with their
music.
Well,
you don't have to buy it.
It's like...
Why would that stop you being a fan? Like, they're not forcing... You can't listen to our music unless you buy all 3 albums.
Their mantra...
They're not saying
their
that.
Their mantra seems to be more is more.
But you don't have to buy it.
More is less.
More is...
It is. Sorry, sometimes, says the man who has a 30-minute song on his album. He's currently writing his next one, which will be a...
which will be the same album, but with like a couple of different songs and sounds.
With the vocals, me going... Sounded a bit like a cat, that, didn't it?
Yeah, our cat's freaked out now.
Anyway, what else is in the magazine? So, a Transatlantic article... A nice heartwarming article that I've not read yet about the baubles.
I'm sorry? About baubles?
Yeah, I don't know. It's
You said it was heartwarming.
Yeah, it is, because the baubles were given to a 24-year-old with cerebral palsy. So it is heartwarming, but I haven't read it, unfortunately. The R Team. An article on who the various members of Racket are, Racket Records.
That's interesting. Peek behind the scenes.
Oh, there's some sort of competition.
Quick.
No, they want photos and, can you help? Photos and gigs. Mark Kelly needs help.
Did you say the Mark Kelly?
Yeah, no, Mark Kelly needs help. I didn't say the Mark Kelly. And I'm recording this, so I'll be...
Believe you this time that you didn't say it.
Yeah, because there's...
No, okay, let's move on.
Mark would be interested to see any unpublished photographs of him and the band that fans may be able to share for inclusion. Do you know what? I should probably not stop. What book? Dame Mark's autobiography. Oh, I thought that was a joke when he said that on the Meet the Band video. He's genuinely writing an autobiography.
Why would that be a joke? He's had an interesting life.
No, I'm...
Well, everyone's life's interesting.
I'm very interested to hear it. Very interested.
Yeah, why would it be a joke?
Well, no, because he said it on the Meet the Band thing. I'm like, you know, he mentioned that.
Oh, he made it seem like it was...
Yeah, I didn't think it was a natural thing.
Oh, I see.
So he wants some photos for that, and then also a competition to name it. Oh.
Fish gill in the...
Here we go.
Okay.
Okay, this is what this week's bonus episode is about, naming Mark Kelly's autobiography. If I come up with a good one, I'm submitting it.
Okay.
Or if we come up with a good one.
Oh, wait, Mark Kelly's life.
Mark of respect.
That's actually good. That's good.
Doesn't really... Mark it square hero.
Oh, my mind is blown.
Mark the square hero.
No, it should be Mark at square hero. He'll never choose that, but...
Well, unfortunately...
I want him to choose that. Please, someone submit that. Please. I want his autobiography to be called Mark at square hero.
Mick Wall's biography of the band was called Mark at square heroes.
Yeah, but his would be Mark in huge font.
At square
and
heroes.
Then at in tiny, almost invisible font.
It's a bit awkward, isn't it, as an actual
title.
Oh,
but then it says Mark square hero. Okay, keep trying. Mad Jack of the keyboards.
You don't have to be Mad Jack to work here, but it helps.
That would be a good mug for him.
Yeah.
Keyboard King. Keyboard Jack.
Wow, just free associating now.
Also, how bad is that for
Keyboard Jack?
How bad is that for a title and or
Keyboard Jack?
I can't even speak anymore of an autobiography. Keyboard Jack. I'd be like, is his name Jack? No. Well, actually, his nickname's Jack.
Keys of Life.
Key to my ears.
Ebony and Ivory.
Key to my ears.
Key to my ear. Key of my soul. Keyhole. Through the keys hole. Kelly's keys hole. Well, we should put this out as a regular episode.
Oh dear.
Kelly's glee. Sounds that can't be read.
Oh, that's actually good.
You like that, do you?
Yeah.
Okay, with that script for a Mad Jack's tear.
Script for a Mad Jack's tear. Script from a Mad Jack's tear.
No, I've got it. Very early on. Hmm. Very early on, they had a song that was never finished or released called Madcap's Embrace. Mad Jack's Embrace.
Yes.
Except I don't think he played keys on it. I think it predated Mark.
Oh no.
Oh no.
Hey mate, you trying to make fun of my accent?
Oh no.
Oh, not everything's a question, mate.
Oh no.
Mate. Not everything's a question, mate.
Markive. Okay, I thought that was good, and it was just met with tumbleweeds.
I'm trying to understand.
Like an archive.
Markive. Yeah, but for a book.
Well, it's going to have photos in it. Markive.
Markive of my life.
Markillian.
Markillian. You've got to get into his personality. He seems like kind of a more cool kind of guy.
I got it.
So we've got to express
biography of an egghead.
I don't think that that's very nice to say. Or I don't think it will work. I mean, I'd buy the book straight away. Yeah, I'd be pre-ordering that.
Oh, a bit hot now. I'd
be pre-ordering.
Oh, I need to fan myself. Oh. Right, I think that's enough. One of those is a winner, and I'm going to send them all.
You're just going to inundate them every day with hundreds of...
Oh, I'll set up false email addresses.
Hundreds of options every day.
It's constant.
Let's turn that guy off. He's emailed to block him. He submitted 500 more. Each one more insulting than the last. Well,
you know what transatlantic say. More is more. Oh, okay, everyone. I've got to go and edit some stuff. The Ann Shaw interview. Goodbye.
What was that? That's your Paul Gullett goodbye. Voice. Hey, let everyone hear your Paul Gullett voice.
My what voice?
Paul Gullett. Paul. No, the man that talks to Paul Gullett.
Paul, but yes, he Saw Gerrera from...
Saw Gerrera.
Rogue One.
So,
but we say it's Paul.
I'm Paul Gullett.
Okay, you're
Paul. I always thought it was Paul Gullett.
Paul Gullett.
I'm Paul Gullett. People, and then
we've lost everyone.
It doesn't
now.
Matter. We have to do this. So I'm Paul Gullett, and then you be Saw Gerrera.
Paul Gullett, would you like a... What do you want in your happy meal?
No, that's not how you did it.
Paul Gullett,
what... It was just Paul Gullett, what happy meal would you like?
Okay. Paul Gullett, what happy meal...
No, start again. Oh. Start again.
Roar. Paul Gullett, what happy meal would you like? Jesus. Okay, sorry for this episode. And sorry to Mark Kelly.
Yeah, you should be.
I should be.
So all should right. I. For laughing.
Bye bye, everyone.
Ciao, ciao.